Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
It's Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to bring you acoustic sessions on your Sunday morning, especially those brought to you with support from Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource, and don't forget to ask about their military and musicians discounts. And joining us here in the studio for the very first time, here at the end of the summer, we have some end of the summer blues for you with the Tidewater Blues All-Stars. Doc Robin is here. Doc, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Hunter?
I'm all right. Well, we got all this equipment in here, and it looks like we're ready to go. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking?
A little tune that I wrote called You Got Me Drinking Again.
Excellent. Here are the Tidewater Blues All-Stars here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Hey, you got me drinking, baby. You got me drinking again. Well, you got me drinking, baby. You got me drinking again. I saw you last night. You was dancing with my best friend. And you got me drinking, baby. You got me drinking again. All right. Said you got me drinking, baby. You got me drinking again. I saw you last night, baby. You was dancing with my best friend. I promised myself now, baby, that I was going back to church. Oh, I promised myself now, baby, baby, that I was going back to church. How this no good woman, you know she don't even want to work. Hey, I'm going back down, down to the liquor store. Down to the liquor store. How she worries me so much. You know, I think I like to drink a little bit more. Come on, Doc, play some for me. Got me drinking again. Well, you got me drinking, baby. You got me drinking again. I saw you last night. Oh, you got me drinking again. Pow, pow.
Yeah. Wonderful. The Tidewater Blues All-Stars here on Hunter at Sunrise, headed by Mr. Doc Robin. And again, good morning to you, Doc. And why don't you introduce everybody else here that's in the room?
All right. Well, we got Lathan Pudgy Hill over here on the vocals and lead guitar. Just an exquisite player. I always am filled with joy when I get to play with Lathan. And we got Mike Williams on the bass. He's a multi-instrumentalist, so we had to figure out which instrument he was going to play today.
Really?
But, yeah, he's on the bass, and he forgot his frets. The frets are missing.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds just fine to me.
But I worry. I worry a lot.
Well, it's great to have you guys here. This is a history lesson for me because you guys have been around here for a really long time, but yet your ensemble is new, isn't it? You guys haven't been playing this very long together.
Yeah, we've done a few gigs. We did a gig at my church a couple of years ago on Christmas, actually. Mm-hmm. It was the Christmas blues sermon. So, and then we've played at Old Town Tavern a couple of times, and we've got a tentative gig up at Triangle. So, yeah, we're trying to get this act together, man. It's just a joy playing with these two fine musicians. So.
Now, this is kind of a separate project, Doc, from the Doc Robin Band, right?
Correct.
They're still together and still
absolutely
playing. Absolutely. How many people are in the Doc Robin Band?
Up to seven.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess on any given night, you might not see all seven.
Yeah, usually there's seven. We've got Chuck Williams on sax, and my wife Lucy sings. And so, we're up to seven.
And Lathan, you're in Irving Hill, are you not?
No longer.
No longer?
No longer.
Oh, okay, but you were there for a long time.
For a while. It was a minute.
Just a minute, huh? Yeah. Well, wow. Well, it's really great to have you on. And Mike, you've played with everybody, I guess.
Anybody that will have me.
Well, you know, at the Veer Awards last year, Mike got...
That was this year.
This year, that's right. Yeah. He got an award for a lifetime achievement. And when he stepped up there, he said, I'd like everyone who's ever played with me to come up. And it was like 100 musicians.
It filled the stage. I remember the moment. It was more than a moment because it took a while for them to get up there on the stage.
And but then they had to get me off the stage.
Yeah, they had a giant hook, as I recall. Couldn't get him off the stage. Well, I really appreciate you guys doing this here today. And Doc, I was reading about you. I did not realize that you were a teacher or a former teacher. You studied marine biology.
That's correct. At VIMS, did my PhD in oceanography. And I'm about to retire. I have taught for 36 years at St. Leo University. I'm retiring in a few weeks.
Wow. Well, congratulations for that.
Thank you. More music in my future, I think.
I bet. I guess you're going to be gigging quite a bit around here.
That's the plan.
Excellent. Well, would you guys like to play something else for us here? We're talking with the Tidewater Blues All-Stars here on Hunter at Sunrise. What's this?
Little thing called Little Bunny.
Excellent. Here are the Tidewater Blues All-Stars here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I don't know where my little bunny's been. It's been like 2 weeks now. Said my little bunny, she's been gone. Why don't you bring your fine self back home? little bunny, why don't you bring your fine self back home? You know, I ain't had a decent meal since my little bunny's been gone. I've been hippin' and hoppin', baby, all over this man's town. I've been hippin' and hoppin', baby, all over this man's town. Little bunny, why don't you bring your fine self back home?
Sunrise here with Tidewater Blues All-Stars. Wow, that was incredible.
Thank you.
Lathan, how long have you been playing the guitar and singing?
Oh, it's been about 20 years.
Oh, you don't, it's one of those things you don't want to admit to.
No, it's been about, it's been about 50 years, more than
wow.
50 years, because I'm approaching 70, so.
Wow.
You're just a kid, man.
Yeah, I know.
Next 70 years is going to be the winner.
Tell my body that. I'm just a kid. Yeah, right.
Are you originally from here?
I'm originally from Norfolk, yes.
Yeah, okay. In fact, all of you are originally from around here, right?
No, I'm from New York and then Florida and then Kentucky and then here.
Oh, okay.
But I only been here 40 years, so I'm still a come here.
Oh, okay. Well, after 40 years, though, you're a native, aren't you?
I don't know. Am I Virginia blue blood yet?
Check his card.
You know, Mike and I, when we were kids, we were neighbors. You know, we lived right across the street from one another.
Oh, wow.
And I just started playing with him in recent years. But, you know, when I was in the neighborhood, there was always music going on. There was
a whole lot of bing bang, bing bang, bang, bang going on across the street, and the neighbors were cool. Everybody was cool. No one complained. Wow. You know, my brother was a multi-instrumentalist also, but he also played trumpet, and, you know, you would think that would get on the neighbors' nerves, and then there's Mike across the street playing everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm surprised it didn't turn out to be a neighborhood band, but, you know, Mike and I, we go way back.
Way back. And Mike, you've been in this business for like 40 years, were you saying?
It's actually a little longer than that.
Yeah?
I pull out a calculator every once in a while just to remind myself.
What instruments do you play? Because we've been saying you're a multi-instrumentalist and you're playing the bass today, but what else can you play?
Clarinet.
Oh.
Violin.
Yeah.
Piano, synthesizer, bass, drums, classical guitar.
Wow.
I sing, which is the new thing. And, Jew's harp.
Oh, okay.
Play that too.
That's cool. And so you've been playing since a child.
Actually, well, drums I started when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
Violin, I think maybe I was six or so.
Mm-hmm.
And the big deal for me was remembering back to the place that used to be the Center Theater.
Mm-hmm.
My folks took me to see Ella Fitzgerald.
Oh yeah,
singing in Duke Ellington's band.
Whoa. Oh my.
And
I don't have that on my resume of concerts there, Michael.
And the same night. Not like that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
But it was Ella with Duke and Sarah Vaughan with Count Basie.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that must have been amazing.
Well, I mean, I was 5 years old. It could only be so amazing.
But it made an impression on you, obviously.
It did. It did. Yeah. And, you know, maybe 5 years later, homesick from school, legitimately.
Oh, okay.
And I wake up, it's 11:30,
mm-hmm.
and I see my first Tonight Show.
Oh.
And Buddy Rich was the only guest for that particular show.
Man, he's incredible.
Hour and a half. Right about 2 the next morning, I'm still up because, you know, I didn't know TV was on past 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I wanted to be a musician.
All right.
Okay. And then thinking back from everything that I had seen prior, I was like, well, what do musicians do? And I came up with the 10-year-old conclusion that musicians must stay up. So that's what I've been doing since I was 10 years old.
And you've been getting up at noon ever since.
I actually get up at like 7 or 8, even if I go to sleep at 5.
Wow.
Ugly.
Mm. Well, Doc, you've been playing since you were 4 years old?
That's right, which is about 68 years.
Well, really? And all the time keyboards or something else?
Yeah, keyboards. I think my folks started me out on violin, but quickly they switched to keyboards.
Right.
I think they couldn't find a teacher when we moved, and they found an old piano.
Uh-huh.
But I've only been doing gigging with the blues and rock for maybe 20 years, 15,
uh-huh.
20 years.
Uh-huh.
And been a church musician since I was about, 10 or so. I was organist for a church when I was 12.
Uh-huh.
And then in high school and college, I played for several churches. I'd race around town playing different churches, different times, and Sunday
right.
and on Wednesday. So I've played keyboards all my life. I was classically trained. I thought I was going to be a concert pianist. And I got to college, and everybody there was really good. And I had been like the star kid in my little town. But then I went to college, and they're all good.
Yeah.
And I love science, too, so I switched over to science.
Now, this latest edition of Doc Robin Band, I say edition, there's been others, right? This newest edition has been together since 2011, is that right?
Well, actually, we've been together for about 7, 8 years.
7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
That would be all right.
Yeah. And before that, I had a group called Doc Robin and Friends.
Oh, okay.
And actually, Michael was drummer for that group frequently.
Oh, my.
And Michael and I met at Goodfellas, Don Butcher's open mic.
Tuesday Night Choir.
Tuesday Night Choir. Right. So we've been playing together on and off since, what, about 2000, maybe?
1940. Maybe that counted.
Well, we got a little more time left. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, let's just jam, fellas. Let's do a little thing in key of A, and everybody just take a solo and...
Okay.
We just mellow on out.
Sounds like a plan.
That's what we do here on Hunter at Sunrise. That's the name of the game. Well,
you want to count us in, Lathan? Just the way we practiced it, right?
Yeah. That was awesome. Awesome. The Tidewater Blues All-Stars here on Hunter at Sunrise, here with also Doc Robin. And, wow, this is great that you guys have gotten together. Do you guys have a shout-out for your next gig? Would you want people to come out to or anything like that?
Yes. Well, hire us. We're ready.
Iris, great.
Iris is what they
call. Give us a call.
We will. We're supposed to get a gig in Triangle pretty soon, so I've been talking to them. So
okay.
So be looking. Now that I'm retired, I'll be hitting all the places and trying to get gigs for us. So.
Okay. If not with this trio, I guess with the Doc Robin Band.
Yeah. Well,
as
well. We continue. As
you
well,
continue so. On.
Right.
Well, I really appreciate you guys coming down here today to do this. This has been awesome. It's been awesome.
Well, thanks for having us, Hunter. We really appreciate you having us. And to all our future fans out there, to pay attention to the news. We'll have a website soon or a Facebook presence, and so we'll have all our dates on there.
Excellent. Doc Robin, Lathan Hill, and Mike Williams, the Tidewater Blues All-Stars.